This is the Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA. Be a part of the conversation. Text us at 580-580. Please include your name and where you're texting from. Standard text rates may apply.
Hurricane Ian came ashore with a vengeance in Florida yesterday on the West Coast, still churning on the East Coast right now, taking its time, meandering across Florida, dumping a lot of rain, and high winds continue. It's not the hurricane it was, but still wouldn't want to be at Daytona Beach right now in that storm. Mark Robinson with the Weather Network, severe weather expert, educator, storm chaser based out of Toronto. When we talked to him yesterday, he was making his way down the coast to try to be there to welcome Ian as the eye came ashore. Mark, you made it and you got there in time. What was that like?
That was possibly the most intense hurricane I've ever been through. And that includes Katrina, if you can imagine. We had winds on the backside that were just indescribable. There were, flying debris everywhere. We didn't see the storm surge that Fort Myers saw, but I think our winds were considerably stronger than what they had down south.
Well, you're really saying something when you say it was the strongest one you felt, because you've experienced a few, including legendary historic ones. Where does this shape up in the history of hurricanes that have hit the U.S.?
Well, at this point, we don't even know. I mean, at this, they're still assessing damage, trying to figure out what happened. I mean, the absolute benchmark for destructive hurricanes is Hurricane Katrina, simply because it wiped out a good chunk of a city in New Orleans. This one, it didn't come into Miami. It would definitely have sat right there with Katrina. It went into a slightly less populated area, so we'll see. But, for the individual people that lost homes and businesses, that's not going to matter, whether it was a Katrina or whether it was, much weaker. But this one, with the winds in there and just the overall, it was just one of the most intense hurricanes I've ever seen. And the amount of damage that it did do was incredible.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to get out there today, I think, Mark, and see what's left behind, right? The sun is now up, and to get out onto the streets, I imagine you'll get a better feel for it. Have you had a chance to at least look around a little bit yet this morning?
Not yet. We've gotten up a little while. The first thing we're going to do is find gas. We're up in Tampa right now because it was literally the closest place we could go to at least get a little bit of sleep, because I think I've slept about 4 hours in the last 12 days. It's been absolutely incredible. But we're gonna see how bad it is. We did have some minor, wreckage in and around Tampa, and keep in mind how far Tampa was from the center of it. So it gives you an idea of how bad the damage is going to be right across the middle part of the state.
Yeah, it's taking its time crossing Florida. Florida's not a very big state. It's kind of meandering its way out, and it's now on the East Coast. Is it doing much damage there now, or is it kind of a pale version of itself?
Well, definitely a pale version of itself. No question about that. I mean, even when we drove up to Tampa last night in the middle of it, we could drive in the middle of it. At the height of it, when the backside of the on-wall came on, you didn't dare drive out into it. And some people still were, but I have no idea how they didn't get their cars destroyed and potentially themselves killed. It was a little just. I couldn't believe people were actually driving in it. At that point, you wouldn't want to go anywhere. At this point now, it's going to be heavy rain, tree limbs probably, potentially coming down, but you're not seeing the same destruction that you saw when it first made landfall.
What happens is it looks like it's heading out over the ocean, right, over the Atlantic Ocean. Is it warm enough there that it could reorganize itself a little bit, or is it just going to get weaker as it moves?
It's possible. I mean, the hurricanes, as they come on shore, they lose their source of fuel, which is the ocean itself. It is very much disrupted by interaction with the land itself, so everything starts to break down pretty quickly when they're on shore. So even a little bit of land interaction will really break that storm down. But if it does get back over, that circulation gets back over water, it can reorganize slightly. There's a lot of different factors involved. I mean, you could see maybe a slight reorganization, but very unlikely to be, and it will not be, you know, what we saw come on shore when it made landfall the first time.
Well, we had Fiona and Ian back-to-back. I mean, that's pretty quick to have two hurricanes that significant, one of them doing a lot of damage, as you know, in Atlantic Canada. So what's next churning out there in the Atlantic that we're going to face? Is there another one cooking up somewhere?
You know what? I don't even know at this point. I haven't had a chance to really look. I mean, we're coming closer to the end of the season. And the most active season that I've ever experienced was 2005, and we had hurricanes into January, if you can believe it. You know, these are well out to sea down in the tropics, and they never did anything. Most likely at this point, and I don't want to say 100%, but most likely at this point, we'll see most of them out at sea. They won't do much, but it is possible. What does happen at the end of the season is you tend to see more storms move up towards the Canadian Maritimes. Rather than being down here in Florida, it's less likely that we'll see more after this, but I don't want to rule it out.
Yeah, some old fashioned nor'easters, I guess, to deal with too, right?
Yeah, I mean that's the next thing. I mean, the Maritimes can definitely get hit with storms that can rival hurricanes within those nor'easters, but it's amazing to watch. A hurricane move up all the way up into maritime waters, and still pack a semi-tropical punch. But as I said, those winter storms in the Maritimes, I've experienced a few of them, and man, can those get it! Those can be almost as strong as what you can experience a Canadian hurricane.
Well, hopefully you'll get to relax soon. Not enough storms to chase, and you can stay home and get a little rest, take a vacation. It's been fascinating following you on Twitter and having you on the show, Mark. Thank you.
No problem. My pleasure. And hopefully my voice will hold out for at least the rest of the day, because it's going fast.
Yeah, you sound a little tired, for sure, and not surprisingly. You have a good day. Mark Robinson, Weather Network, severe weather expert, educator, storm chaser based out of Toronto. Excellent follow on Twitter, especially during the summer as those Ontario storms make their way across the province and sometimes bring tornadoes with them. He's always out there just watching the clouds and giving you the latest updates. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.